It's very hard to watch the new documentary, Bully, without an intense feeling of sadness and also of helplessness. The movie opens with heartbreaking ruminations by a father whose teenage son had killed himself after being really ruthlessly, mercilessly bullied. And then we hear in the course of the movie all kinds of stories along those lines. Kids that were picked on, that were attacked, that were belittled, that were mocked, and in many cases physically assaulted because they were in some way different. The central figure, really, in the movie is a young kid, about 12, named Alex. And Alex seems to be, you know, a happy enough kid in the embrace of his family, but he's a terrible victim of bullying because he's kind of geeky and he's awkward and he's strange looking. And his nickname is Fish Face, which, of course, the kids use all the time. So we follow Alex in the course of his days. And some of the scenes that were most problematic and troubling were the scenes of Alex's ride to school on the bus. And I must say they're a bit like something out of Dante's Inferno. Just the suffering this poor kid, you know, went through. Now, what I found especially troubling in this movie was not primarily the scenes of the kids being bullied, but the cluelessness of the adults involved in the situation. I mean the school officials and the parents and the adults in general who just didn't seem to know what to do. There's a kind of pathetic character. I say that in the literal sense because you kind of felt for her. She was the vice principal of Alex's school. And she's trying to figure out what to do with these aggressive kids, and she's trying to mollify Alex's parents. But what you hear from her is just a steady stream of, you know, bromides and self-pity and self-exculpation, and at the limit, a blaming of the victim. There's a scene where she's trying to deal with Alex's parents, and it's just cringe-worthy. At one point, I must say, though, I sympathize with her. She looked up at the camera, and she said, kind of with a sigh, I mean, I just don't know what to do. And that seemed to be the attitude of a lot of the parents. You know, boys will be boys, or this has been going on for a long time, and I don't know what to do. Well, here's the thing. I'm here to tell you, I know someone who knows what to do. And his name is Dr. Leonard Sachs. Dr. Sachs wrote a book called Why Gender Matters some years ago. And I love that book. It was about how boys and girls learn in very different ways, how their characters are formed in very different ways. He was opposed to a kind of flattening out of our approach to education. So I liked that book a lot. I did one of these YouTube videos on it. So Dr. Sachs very kindly about a month ago sent me a nice note and his new book, which is called Boys Adrift. And it's a very good book, like his earlier one, very readable, very helpful. And this one is about, if you want, the slacker dude. What I mean is this phenomenon of the teenager who would rather, you know, play video games all day than actually get engaged in school or sports, or the 20-something who'd much rather lounge around his parents' house than begin an ambitious career. And so he's trying to figure out what's behind this. Now, read the whole book to get the full story, and it's very rich and very satisfying study of this problem. What I want to do, though, for our purposes in terms of this bully movie is to talk about one particular chapter in his book that I thought was powerful. It's called The Revenge of the Forsaken Gods. It's a lovely poetic title. What he's talking about is what happens when we forget something that our ancestors knew, namely that boys don't just naturally turn into men. See, with our kind of scientific predilection, we might think, well, it just naturally evolves. Boys just become men. No, they don't, says Leonard Sachs, and would say most of our cultural ancestors. They knew that boys have to go through a very conscious and disciplined process of transformation. So here, Leonard Sachs is a lot like Richard Rohr or Joseph Campbell, who reminded us of the importance of male initiation rituals. Dr. Sachs draws attention to the Navajo tribe, to the Maasai warriors in Africa, also to Orthodox Jews. So three traditional cultures, all of whom know you've got to bring boys through a process which tests them, which awakens their courage, which tests their perseverance. And only in that process do they become men who are able to make a contribution to the wider society, who are able to face the challenges of life with courage, who are able to become people of selflessness and service. See, otherwise, boys remain, and this is true of, you know, Richard Rohr and Joseph Campbell, all these people say this, otherwise boys remain caught in a narcissistic attitude, self-protective attitude, or in our terms, this sort of slacker attitude. They need the discipline of an initiation ritual. Dr. Sachs points out, I think very astutely, that many of our great literary works, think of the works here of you know, Faulkner and Hemingway, of James Dickey, you know, the great novel Deliverance. Go back even to Moby Dick and the great novels of the 19th century, that many of them are about precisely this dynamic of how a somewhat drifting or self-absorbed boy becomes a man. And invariably, it's through a process of trial and testing where their courage and perseverance are awakened. Or, he says, think of a number of movies. Go all the way back to Rebel Without a Cause. Go back to On the Waterfront. Come right up through Braveheart, Gladiator, or maybe above all, Star Wars. And what do you find in all these films is the same thing, is young men, boys, who have to be forced, disciplined, to become men through a time of trial and testing. Well, here's the thing. This has a lot to do with the bully phenomenon, because what's producing the bully is a lack of proper male initiation led by, and here's the primary point, you see it in the novels, see it in the films, see it in the initiation rituals of primal peoples, the indispensable role played by a mature man who models for these kids what it means to be a man. When that's lacking, what happens is these energies that these boys naturally have either get unfocused, there's the slacker dude, or they become focused in an unhealthy way. So all of this energy becomes violence against the weak. The whole idea is a process that will lead these boys to become men, able to direct their energies now toward the good of the community and toward a selfless love and protection of the weak and the innocent. There's a line from Dr. Sachs I love. He said, you might not turn a bully into a flower child, but with the right initiation, the right male mentoring, you can turn a bully into a knight. Not bad. See, and that's what's missing, he argues, and I would agree with him, in a lot of our society today. And so I would say, you know, go see this movie. Many of you know about the phenomenon anyway without the movie, but go see it. And if you've got a son who's either a victim of bullying or perhaps becoming a bully, I would say read Leonard Sachs's book, but then also get that kid in touch fast with a good, strong male mentor and role model. That's the way forward.